That's Hey there, everyone. Assuming you read the subtitle, or not subtitle, the title, this, you could tell that this is, probably, a, you could probably tell at least that this was a solo Danaduck thing, which is me if you don't know. I pop in every once in a while. It's fun. Usually talk about video games, because I don't know much about Godzilla. Also, if you can't tell, I like talking fast, so, yeah. Also, if you didn't read the title, then you wouldn't know, but, this is gonna have major spoilers for Pikmin 4, because it's really just gonna be a story synopsis where I get to talk more deeply about this game, because I love it. So, if you care about spoilers and plan on buying the game, then I recommend you wait until you buy the game to watch this. Or, not watch, but listen, you know what I mean. But yeah. If you don't care about spoilers, or aren't planning on buying the game, or have already beat the game, that's alright. You can stay. But yeah, that's your last warning. You're not getting any more spoiler warnings. Except there will be one, because there's the main game ending, and then there's a bunch of post-game stuff. So there will actually be one more ending if you have, in case you haven't, beat or played the post-game yet. By the way, if you didn't know, there's a post-game. I know some people probably skipped that cutscene. But basically, after you leave the planet, Ochi, everyone notices that Ochi is sick. Gotta go help him. So yeah. That's it, though. So yeah, if you're still here and do care about spoilers, I recommend you leave. And come back once you either realize that you don't care about spoilers, or once you beat the game. So yeah, now it's time to get into it. I don't know why I made those sounds. So yeah, basically, I'm gonna skip the opening, because you know what happens. I'm sure, at least, I hope. But if you don't, basically, I'm just gonna do a quick thing for you. So basically, you work for the Rescue Corps, you're a new person there, so they don't bring you on a big important mission to rescue Olimar, which is the main character of the first two games. The main character of the first game, one of the two main characters of the second game. The other one being Louis, who will be important. So basically, Olimar crashed, as usual. Rescue Corps go to help. They also crash. So you gotta find Olimar, the Rescue Corps, and a bunch of other people that are on the planet. Everyone has their own reason for being on the planet. So yeah. For a while, the game is pretty normal, except for a couple sites of, not just sites, but like you see and encounter a leafling, which if you don't know what leaflings are, they're like, it's hard to explain, but just look up a Pikmin 4 leafling. That should show you what they are. So yeah, and he looks suspiciously like Olimar from the first game. Or first and second game. He doesn't change appearance in the second one. He's in all of the games. I don't know why. So yeah, you gotta save him and everyone else. And there's the weird leafling. Yeah. There's a bunch of other leaflings too. They just aren't important to the story. So basically, you do all that stuff. And eventually you reach the final area, which is inside a big ol' house. Nathaniel Bandy fans, I bet, were very excited when they saw the big house. So yeah, you go in. Well, you're already in there. Assuming you entered the last level. And yeah, you need to solve a puzzle by finding these three cards around the place. That'll tell you the code to a safe. And inside is the final cave, where it's one last Dandori battle against the mysterious Leafling. It's Olimar. You could tell it's Olimar. It's very obvious. So yeah, you do the Dandori battle against Olimar Leafling. You cure him, and then yeah. So you leave the planet, and then Rutro Raggy. Ochi's tail has been, like, Pikminified because of his exposure to the planet's oxygen. So you gotta go back and find a veterinarian to help him. And yeah, that's where the post-game stuff starts. So, if you don't want spoilers for the post-game, because you're still working on it, I recommend you hop off now. By the way, if you couldn't tell, this is gonna be a lot shorter than most, I guess I'll just call it episodes, on Godzilla Kid stuff, because this is this is my first attempt at a solo Pikmin, or just a solo thing in general. So yeah, basically, you go back down to find the veterinarian, and you eventually realize that Louie, from the second game, who I love him, even though everyone hates him, he's my boy, has kidnapped her? Don't question why I like him still. I just do. He's funny. So yeah, you gotta rescue her. Oh yeah, you also find two other people from her planet, but those two aren't important. So to get to Louie, you have to go through a big ol' cave that has a lot of different floors and stuff. And it's really fun because of how hard it is. Also, not spoiler or relevant to this part, but bread bugs are back, and it's great. Just thought I should drop that in. But yeah, so you go into the big old cave, and at the end of it, this is final boss. Very important, big spoiler. If you do not want spoilers, leave the video, or not video, but leave the episode, please. Because it's a really cool final boss. So yeah, once you reach the bottom, you see Louie on a big dog thing, like Ochi and Moss, which is Olimar's dog guy, by the way. And you gotta beat up the dog. That sounds bad out of context, but yeah. So you do that, and then, but the final boss is really, really fun. Oh yeah, you need, the reason that you found the dog is because you need a sample from a relative of the dogs to unleafify them, I guess would be a good word for it, a good made-up word for it. So yeah, you get the dog, and then, but the boss fight is really fun, because you need to use every type of Pikmin against it. By the way, you can only use three types of Pikmin at a time in the overworld, but in caves you can use as many different types as it allows you to. So yeah, you do that. Like I said, you need a different type of Pikmin. Well, you can do it with any type of Pikmin, it's just a lot easier with certain types. There's like a different phase for all of them, but it's really fun because of that. And yeah, you get the dog's collar, which is what you're gonna get the DNA from. You bring it back to the place. Oh yeah, you bring Louie too. That's important, probably. It is important, because there's another side quest, which I haven't completed yet, so I don't know what happens. So I might do an updated version of this soon. Not soon, like a couple months, because it's pretty hard. It's not hard, it's just confusing. So yeah, you do that, and then you cure Ochi, and then yeah, you did the side quest, or the like, New Game Plus, I guess. There's still a lot to do after that. Like, you can get every Pikmin and Onion. There's just a lot to do afterwards. And I'm still working on that, because I really want 100% this game, because it's really good. But, yeah. Just thought, for all the devoted Pikmin fans that can't buy a Pikmin 4, I should make a follow-up with all the Pikmin Pikmin 4 storyline. So yeah. That's it. We're done. Bye. Yahoo!